public hearing concerning adoption emergency amendments to Regulation 4.
Last month, the commission adopted an emergency regulation, and the problem we found, first from law enforcement and then also from engineering and surveying, was that a few of the western shore boundary markers for the Blue Crab Sanctuary, the coordinates that were in the regulation weren't matching up to what they were seeing, what they were determining. And our recommendation last month was to remove the coordinates and just keep the place markers. So whether it be Wolf Trap Light, you know, whether it be Great Wicomico Light, whatever that be, let that stand in the regulation until such time that we could provide the correct coordinates for all these navigational aids or markers. And that is also what we're recommending today, is to take those emergency amendments, which you'll find towards the back of the packet, and remove the coordinates. And then the next part has already started, as a matter of fact. This has been a very, very much a group effort in terms of trying to reconcile this problem. And as of now, engineering and surveying has already, you can see on page 1 and 2 of your evaluation, provided the coordinates for the navigational aids as well as the two points, the east and the west, on the Maryland-Virginia line. And if you would look at the regulation, or if you were to look at the regulation, you would find that none of these points match up to what's in the regulation. Now, some may be very close. Last month, a couple of the points were over 2,000 feet off, not in the same direction. One was west and one was east. So all these points that engineering and surveying have provided, these coordinates, are different than what's in the regulation. So staff feels that it's a good idea to just go with the physical sites at this point. There is one thing that staff wanted to bring to your attention on page 1 of 4 of the regulation, and this is something that is fairly recent. At the bottom of that page, it says, then southwesterly to the offshore end of Harrison's Fishing Pier. Harrison's Fishing Pier is no longer, and it is now Ocean View Fishing Pier, and staff is hoping that we can incorporate that name change without it being something that is more than just an administrative change, since it's the same location, just a different facility name. Coincidentally, in the code, in 282709, Harrison's Fishing Pier is also mentioned, comma, Ocean View. So staff has called up to legislative services. We don't have an answer yet as to what they might do in a case like that, because that's the 1942 sanctuary and it has an incorrect place name in it. But in addition to our recommendation to accept the emergency amendments, we're also asking that we can make that name change.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here would like to speak at the public hearing? If not, very public hearing closed. It's a matter of public hearing.
Would it be prudent to say formally Harrison Pier?
It might work with the code if the code can't be changed in a timely basis, to put it that way, to change it to Ocean View Fishing Pier, formerly Harrison's Fishing Pier, and that might synchronize the code for a little while.
I move we take staff recommendation for getting that change.
Second, Mr. Hancock. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Change? Unanimous.